Hello, it's the 30th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The previous home to John Bunyan, author of Pilgrim's Progress, could be split up if the Local Government Boundary Commission of England has its way. Parts of Elster Village, including Bunyan's Mead and Elster Abbey Church, could be transferred to Cordwell Ward, which is more urban. The remainder of Elster would remain part of the rural Elster Stewartby Ward. A unified village would allow Borough Councillor Tim Hill to continue representing issues relevant to that historic rural setting. Local residents are being asked to make their objections known on the Commission website by the 5th of July. North East Bedfordshire MP Richard Fuller accused Bedford Mayor Dave Hodgson of having a secret plan to influence the route of the new East-West rail link. Richard Fuller also went on to say much more needs to be done to close the trust deficit between constituents and EWR Rail. Riverside Tennis Club No Barriers programme has connected large numbers of disabled individuals to the game of tennis. As a result, the programme led by Neil Frankel has been nationally recognised by the Lawn Tennis Association with its Disability Award. The recognition highlights the accomplishments and sacrifice of volunteer players, coaches and officials. Bedford Town Football Club restarted matches on Monday with a game against Biggleswade FC. Although the visitors won 1-0, the real winner were the Teenage Cancer Trust and East Anglia Air Ambulance Service, who received an equal share of the £783 fundraised by the crowd. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.